Welcome to WST, your West Coast source for sports. Today, we're taking a quick time out and we're talking about wedding season. Big Ben recently got married in Palm Springs, so we're going to recap the weekend, talk about the fun we have. You're going to hear from me, Big Ben, and his better half, the beautiful and lovely Char, my favorite Martin, the newest Martin. So tune in and listen right now. I'll just start watching the finale with you.
No.
you're gonna read the magazine backwards.
We made rules, so I can pause 5 times during the show and ask her questions, but I only have 5 pauses.
Well, Ben watched it with me this last Sunday because we were in Palm Springs, and he asked me. Mind you, this were, you know, second to last episode of the entire series. And he asked me, like, why would that guy stop kissing that girl? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because that's his aunt. And so I was like, you can't ask any more questions because you will never understand the context of anything. It was the most annoying hour of my life.
I bet. I wanted to put, when you go into like a police office and they've got the suspects and they have arrows of who's aligned to who in the mafia. Yeah. Jen wanted to create one of those for me.
Oh, God, that's a great idea. She's on it.
Little pieces of string.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Okay. I didn't know he's connected to her. That was season 2, Kyle.
How far behind are you?
I watched season 1 and 2. And
oh, God, you're really
that's it. So extremely far behind.
Was the red wedding in season 2? I can't remember.
It's been so long. I don't even remember what happened.
What's
in
that?
Season 2. It's been so long. I don't even know what happened.
But have you seen the red wedding?
Not that I know of.
Oh, God. Then I'm not going to tell you anything. Then you have to.
All right. So why don't we do this? Let's do. Do you want to do a 5-minute life guide on planning weddings?
Me?
Yeah.
I would need to prepare to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you...
No, I would need to break things down into topics. I can't just wing it.
Well, what topic specifically?
I need some time to, like, figure that out.
Like, florals.
Like, here are the rules of wedding planning. Like, here's the most important things. Like, I just need some time to think about that.
Videographer.
That was the easiest part of wedding planning.
Photographer.
What about the photographer? I had to spend hours on the phone with each of them.
What about KK, the caterer?
I mean, that was a little bit easier.
Is KK the caterer?
Yeah.
KK was the chef.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you think as a participant?
It was delicious. Like, the food was really good.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well,
how about we do this MVP of the food? You got salmon, you got steak. I think they're my mashed potatoes.
No one had your mashed potatoes.
I know. That's why that's the MVP.
Kyle, he wanted to have mashed potatoes for the entire wedding. And I took a poll amongst 10 friends and they're like, that's way too heavy. You should absolutely not serve mashed potatoes. So I, behind Ben's back, I think he was like traveling for work. And at this point I was doing everything. And so I called KK and was like, KK, can you make mashed potatoes just for Ben?
Special order.
Yeah, and like the new potatoes for everyone else, and she did.
I think we might have drank more booze. Kyle, we had to give back 16 bottles of wine. No.
Really?
Two cases of wine, 4 handles of Tito's, three things of 1800 tequila.
Because up until a week before our wedding, you could return alcohol.
Oh, I see.
That wasn't opened. You could return it to BevMo. And then California passed a law. So our wedding planner was like, yeah, just buy extra and then you can return it. And we could return it. And BevMo was like, no, you can't do that.
So some guy bought it on the second market. He's getting married next weekend. That's using our same coordinator. Uh-huh. And he bought all that booze for $500.
That's perfect.
He got a deal. And come up.
Worked out for everyone.
It did. What was your favorite food?
The steak and salmon were both really good.
I thought the salmon was a little dry.
Really? I thought it was nice. Yeah, it paired nicely with the wine.
Did you do the horseradish sauce for your steak or the demi cabernet?
No sauce. I just ate it regular.
Whoa. Oh,
the sign of a good steak.
That's good.
So did you get any? I got to go get MVP votes.
Did you send text out? Votes?
Yeah. Did you get any back from JMO?
Shar, Ben's like, all right, I'm going to text all my friends who were MVP. You do the same. I was like, who am I going to text? JMO?
I know.
All right. You want me to read the votes?
Yeah. Let's go through it. Or should we recap kind of the highlights and then go through the votes?
Yeah. Like personal highlights or highlights of participants?
Highlights of participants. What you saw, what you observed.
Okay. I think first one.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
First one is the girl that jumped in the pool.
Yes.
Alex Georgescu.
And no one followed.
She's my Romanian friend.
Jen got it on video.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Tell her to send it.
We need that.
I will. Her, is she married or does she have a boyfriend?
Alex is actually one of our weddings in 2020.
So she'll probably listen to this.
She's engaged to a kook.
Yeah, go kook.
I feel like he wasn't happy she jumped in the pool. They had a conversation, it seemed like.
He will never tame her.
You're like the observer. You are the observer of weddings. What else did you see? Any fights?
No fights. Arguments? So my man Wheezy, JMO goes, that guy just smacked me in the butt.
No.
No, but then that was his thing. And then we'd go up and talk to him. And then he would smack me in the butt on the dance floor. I was like, maybe that's his thing. That's his way of saying goodbye.
Wheezy the butt smacker?
Wheezy the butt smacker.
Wow. Wheezy gets nonverbal, I think, when he has too much to drink. So that's like his way of communicating with you.
Maybe,
I think it is.
It's a sign of appreciation.
It is. We've made it.
What else did you see?
Can we talk about Tyler stepping it up a notch? Like, I knew we were BFFs, but he just exploded at the wedding. His dance moves, when he was on the ground doing like the canoe and rowing himself, was unbelievable. Like, wow.
Yeah, I think he dialed up one too many notches at the end of the night.
He had a lot of fun.
He rode himself down the river a little too far.
That was the move. Yes.
He went overboard.
What about Hayden jumping in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't care. He wasn't like, I'm going to start this party movement. He was just like, I want to swim.
In the middle of a wedding.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Hayden's my 9-year-old brother.
Yeah, he's a stud.
So did you see when Marco tried to battle Hayden on the dance floor?
I did not. Who won? Yeah.
Oh, come on. Hayden won.
No.
He did the
yes. Work. You see his moves?
Yeah.
He's got moves out there.
I wasn't observing the dance floor as much as maybe I should have.
Yeah, you were talking too much by the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were eating your mashed potatoes out in the barn.
In the back. What about Sonic?
Oh my gosh. That's MVP. My boss, Bridget, ordered us Sonic.
Ooh.
And it was like a burger mountain and a tater tot mountain and a french fry mountain. And we walked into the little after party room and it was just all there waiting to be eaten.
That's awesome.
But everyone was starving by then. It was great.
Brooke, or how about Clay? Clay wasn't even formally... So Clay from New York, who we'll have on an episode later on, he wasn't even formally... Is it registered for the wedding?
No. Oh,
he didn't RSVP.
Right.
He didn't RSVP.
Ben told me 2 days before.
Before, and we're like, all right, we'll figure out. We'll put him at the end of table like 8, like out by you guys. He moves into the head table.
I'm so glad you guys brought this up because it was so hot during the cocktail hour. We went inside to drink, And it was key because all the people with the appetizers started passing us. And Clay comes over. He's like, Kyle, Jen, Mike, I don't think I have a place to sit. We're like, oh, come on. He's like, I didn't see my name. We're like, look at your last name. He's like, it's first names only. It was so at that point, we just started to say, well, maybe you have to like sit in the pool. Maybe you're not invited. He was stressing out over this.
I think we tried to put him at table 8, but we didn't write in his name. So he just took over at another table and made Travis's wife sit at the end of the table.
So we were all over him. And then during the middle of the wedding, he texts us. He's like, hey, peasants, I'm at the head of the table.
No way.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Why don't we do this for Char can help us out with this. Why don't we relate the wedding characters, people that attended the wedding, to Game of Thrones people? So you're like Cersei.
I am not. I'm the Cersei, dragon. Fuck you. Cersei is the devil. Why would you call me her?
Isn't Cersei the blonde one that flies on the dragon?
No, that's Daenerys, isn't it?
Breaker of chains, Khaleesi. Oh, you're mother of dragons.
You're Khaleesi, and I'm the dragon.
Danny.
I'm Danny the dragon.
No, that's Danny the is the woman.
Who's Danny? Who's the one that was up in the castle?
That's Cersei.
That's okay. Who is Cersei then?
Oh, we don't really have any evil female friends.
Cersei got killed off, right?
Yeah.
Let's
not do a Cersei. Who else was there? King Jon Snow. What's his name?
Jon Snow. I don't know.
That might have been Clay.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's Clay.
It's like a responsible adult.
Maybe you could be Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
All right.
No, you're not, I guess, intriguing enough. You're too observational.
But I'm noble. The throne is mine.
Who's the midget guy?
I knew you were going to say with that. I knew you were going there.
What's the midget guy's name?
Isn't it Tyrone or something like that?
Tyrion.
Yeah, he's just super observational and like sympathetic and like a really nice person. That's you, Kyle. Okay. Tyrion.
Good.
Boom. Who else do we have?
I don't know. This is hard to compare.
Who's the White Walker? Tyler. Tyler's the White Walker. Here he comes. Don't let him step on your feet.
Or spill red wine on your dress.
I mean, did he spill?
Not on me.
Oh, okay. That's good.
You know what would have been an epic if he just threw her in the pool after the fact. Chlorine takes out red wine.
So Char, I'm a big dessert person, and I was sitting around at the table waiting for the donuts. And JMO's like, do you want to go? I'm like, no, like I'm waiting for my donuts. And then someone told me there was like all you can eat donuts by the cake.
Yeah.
And yeah.
The donuts, that could be my MVP boat. I had a killing at that table.
So okay. Those were
old-fashioned chocolate sprinkles. I just kept going to the dance floor and then going back to eat more donuts.
those were from Winchell's.
They were delicious.
Yeah, they did good.
I think there is that's the only Winchell's left in this entire country.
Isn't there a Winchell's in Wallingford?
I think it's shut down. They made it at Herphy's.
Oh.
Let's see. All right, so wedding MVPs. Let me get back. I'm looking through some pictures right now.
All right, can we talk about the lap dance Grover gave Abby?
No.
What? I didn't see
that. Wow, you guys missed that?
Yeah.
We were busy saying hi to people, I guess.
Yeah. Grover looked like a Chippendale.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he use like his tie to like wrap it around her neck and like, you know?
No, he was just dropping it like it's hot, and he spun around, some fist pumps, and everyone started cheering.
Grover might take some votes for MVP. Him and Stephen Martineau built those flower things, the flower boxes. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Stephen actually, after the welcome party with a good buzz on, went into the garage and painted them, but he painted them so that his body was as far away from them as possible so he wouldn't get paint on his dress clothes. So he was like bent over really far, you know, painting them.
I didn't realize Steve Snyder was wearing white pants. And I think
he looked great.
for the welcome party, and Grandpa Dean in this picture is driving that golf cart, that green golf cart. And I think he's making a comment about Steve's pants as he walks away. What other highlights do you have, Kyle? How about Evan as a
officiant?
He did a great job.
He did a phenomenal job.
He was outstanding.
Our photographers were great.
Yes.
Shout out to, why don't we give some shout outs to.
Shout out to the mariachi band. They were outstanding.
Ooh, they were good.
Yes,
they were really great, good.
Ben booked them, I want to say, that day.
Day up.
Really?
Pulled that
off. Were you just like, we're going to eat tacos? We need a mariachi band.
Well, no, I was thinking, I was like, well, at a wedding, like, sure, you're going to have a playlist, but like, you have 100 people. Not everyone's going to be happy with the you know, playlist, right? Yeah. And so I thought, a mariachi band with tacos, like in Palm Springs, perfect. And then when they showed up, they go, do you want us to start it with anything? I said, yes, La Bamba. She smiled and she goes, of course.
Amazing.
Yeah. What about TJ, who split his pants?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it happen. I just saw the pants the next morning.
Here's a,
amazing. We threw them away.
Dylan went ham and got, looks like he got undressed as quickly as possible.
I think Becca and Dylan had the most fun of anyone. Every time I looked at them, they were just having so much fun. They were so happy. It was like their wedding.
Let's see. Brendan's speech was pretty darn good.
It was very good.
He did a great job. He was nervous. We were talking to him at the welcome party. We're like, oh, you're going to do fine. You're going to do fine.
You should have seen the paper, like, just rattling in his hands.
Yeah.
Lennon did a good job. I think Lennon, if there's an MVP of tips, Lennon was the MVP. Did you get to play tips?
No.
So I think, so you know what tips is, right?
Yeah.
It's 2-on-2, and if you miss, then you put it back in the hoop without touching the ground between the two of you, then you get 2 points.
Yeah.
And I think Lennon made, I watched him make 7 threes in a row.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive for a recreational player. Let's go through some of these texts with MVP votes. So, let's see here.
What about Rehorn?
He kept it in control.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I think he got a little too,
I think people were expecting a lot out of him after he fell in the pond at the previous wedding.
Yeah. And this pond was pretty small, and like it would have taken a lot to actually like fall in.
But if you think about it, somehow did it. Our entire wedding was around water the entire time. The ceremony was next to a pond. The reception and dancing was next to the pool.
That's true.
He did good. He didn't fall in.
So here we go. So Dylan's votes, MVP, hard to say. No, scratch that. MVP groomsman. MVP from Grover, Char. From Lennon, Char. Going MVP, giving him to the MVP to the bride is like saying my wife is my best friend. It's a bit of a cop out, Dylan says. That's why he didn't vote for Char. And then Lennon voted for himself. And then Brendan voted for Duncan.
Duncan's name was Unken on the seating chart. Missing the D.
Let's see. Wheezy, MVP, whoever's idea it was for the late night donuts.
Me.
Yes. See, donuts got 2 votes.
Yes.
Let's see. MVPs, TJ for being one of the fittest guys there and sweating through his entire shirt in 30 minutes of the ceremony. Char's little bro because he's a savage.
Yes.
Hodges was obviously the least valuable participant because he wouldn't get on the pickleball court with me. That's from Marco. Jeff's MVP is Evan Kaur. I was really touched by his opening monologue at the ceremony. Least valuable was Rehorn solely because he didn't fall in the pond or pool. My expectations were dashed. And then 1 vote for Brooks Koepka. By the way,
that's a golfer.
I know. And we just had the golf on, and I swear you stared at Brooks for like 10 minutes. That's the most golf you've ever watched.
I just asked where he was from. I didn't even look at the TV. I grew up with a gal in Kansas whose brother was trying to become a professional golfer, and their last name is Koepka. So I was asking Ben, where is he from?
Did you hear there's going to be a Taco Bell motel? Guess where it is.
In Palm Springs.
We missed that one.
One of my bridesmaids texted me and was like, oh, you got married way too early.
Yeah.
But the posting for it is like, Taco Bell opens boutique hotel in Palm Springs. Hope they have good plumbing.
That's hilarious.
I know.
What if we would have postponed the wedding just to have it at the Taco Bell motel?
We wouldn't have.
What?
I would not have.
Imagine how cheap the food would have been.
That's disgusting. That's gross.
Yellow number 7, everything.
What would we have started with? What would the hors d'oeuvres would have been?
Nacho Bel Grande.
Nacho Bel Grande for sure.
And then maybe cut up little taquitos with all the sauces.
Yeah.
And then the main meal is your Crunchwrap Supreme. Ooh. With a side of Burrito Supreme.
Appetizer, cut up double deckers.
Yeah.
No, a double decker would be main.
Yeah.
Main course. I would love to see a wedding I'd love to go to a wedding at the Taco Bell Motel.
Let's just go stay there.
How much hot sauce you get? All right. So do we want a consensus MVP?
I think we should.
Char got the most votes.
I think Char wins.
I would be okay with me winning because I planned the entire party.
Kyle, do you want to hear how much planning I did?
Zero.
Ready for me to start? Hold on.
Yeah.
I can tell you. He got
That's
the
it.
DJ. He got the DJ and the transportation, which only 6 people took.
Yeah. So if there is anything that people that listen to this take away from planning a wedding, getting transportation and like the idea that everyone's going to stay at a hotel, that didn't come true. The transportation showed up and 6 people got off the bus.
Really?
6.
Well, I remember we were at the Hyatt pool.
It was a 56 person bus.
Yeah.
And 6 people got off.
And we paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you take it?
I didn't take it. We were at the pool and the bus was coming at like 2:45 and we were still at the pool. We're like, I think we missed that bus.
Did anyone take it home? Did you take it home?
No.
Thanks a lot.
I didn't know because it said that it was the pickup time was, I don't know, let's say it was 10. And then it was past. So I didn't even think it was there. And then when we got in our Uber and we drove out, we saw the bus. We're like, oh, we guess we could have taken the bus home.
So net being, you don't need a 56 passenger bus at a 100 person wedding. You could have got by with a mini bus. What else did we learn?
I think there were like a lot of little things that happened
that
I didn't really care about.
Yeah. Make sure.
Those appetizers were amazing. Can we go back to the appetizers?
Yeah, the tapenade.
Oh my gosh.
They were so good.
They were so good.
I was eating so much. Jen's like, Kyle, you still have dinner coming. I'm like, I know, but one more.
Yeah, they really killed it on that. Ben and I, when we went to the tasting, basically the ones that she gave us were the ones that we chose to have for hors d'oeuvres. I have a lesson learned. My engagement ring, which has never fallen off my finger ever in my life. You know, the last week of the wedding, I lost a lot of weight. I was stressed out. I wasn't eating a lot. And I was going to the gym every day. And so during the speeches on Friday night at the welcome party, it's kind of cold out. So I've lost weight and it's cold. And I look down and my ring's gone.
What?
Yeah. And for those listening, we were in a huge grass lawn and it was huge. And I had been all over this lawn the whole night and I had really no idea when it fell off. So we started pulling up pictures on people's cell phones to see when it was lost on my finger. And it's on my finger in every photo. And we searched for about 30 minutes and Betty found it in the exact spot where I noticed it was off my finger.
So Betty found it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Betty's MVP.
Betty is MVP.
One more vote. One vote for Betty.
I say Betty and Evan. Evan just really killed it as our officiant.
So. Betty, Evan. Well, if we made him like NBA, like Evan would be six man. Steven would be comeback player of the year.
Get the job done.
Betty and Charlie.
And Rehorn's wife would be defensive player of the year. didn't let him act up.
He went hard a little too early. I feel like he's the guy that shows up. No, I mean, I say this. I think he went a little too hard. As I understand it, he went golfing with the group Friday before. And I mean, as any true golfer, you sometimes leverage that as time to cut loose. And I think he cut a little too loose.
On Friday?
Yeah, it's the equivalent of like going to a conference, a work conference, and you going out the first night and so getting bombed.
He was bombed at our
work. Yeah, party? And then you walk in the next day to the conference and you can't speak to anyone or anything. So the next night's ruined because you have to go to bed early. I think that's what happened to Rehorn.
Okay.
Kelly Kep, you're right. I think she played good defense on Saturday. So he Coronas and Tito's and soda out of his hand.
We didn't even talk about Madden at all.
How did Madden do? I think he was
out there on the dance floor holding his own.
I think he did a solid. My mom was out there cutting a rug.
She was.
I think she got some votes for MVP. Dad was out there a bit. My dad danced with your mother.
Yeah, that was really cute. It made my heart full.
I would say this. I think although you have a photographer, you should hire just another person that can be your pseudo photographer, like with an iPhone, and then have like a share that everyone can upload it to.
Well, people did share a ton of photos with us.
Let's see who else. Oh, Regan. Regan gets some votes too.
Yeah, her Friday night speech was good.
Her Friday night. Betty gave a good Friday night speech.
Yes.
Very good. Let's see. Grandpa Dean should get some votes for driving that golf cart around.
Ben and I are scrolling through pictures right now to kind of remind us. But Kelly was a total babe.
Where?
On Saturday night. She looked amazing.
What Kelly? Kelly Brown? The guy?
No, Kelly Core.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone. So back to Grandpa. Everyone thought Grandpa was just the guy driving the golf cart on Friday night until he got up and gave a speech and introduced himself.
Let's see. Francisco was a solid participant. He was an orphan, drank a lot of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Your bridesmaids were pretty amazing too.
Yeah, great. Very helpful.
All right. I think we're good.
Well, I think it's a wrap.
Any other observations?
No, I think I'm good.
If this was, this might not be. So if we went back and drafted wedding participants, here's a segue into our next episode. Who would have been your number one draft pick?
For who?
For a wedding participant. Like you're forming a wedding contingent. You have to
based on what I saw at the wedding. Aides,
a groom.
Alana.
You can read. You can redraft. You don't have to draft me as your groom.
Alana and Mariana. Alana for helping the wedding plan, and helping me save the day at Hobby Lobby on Friday morning for that stupid hedge wall. My sister for just throwing an awesome bachelorette party.
She gave a good speech.
She gave a great speech.
I think.
You don't get three draft picks. I get a draft now.
Well, maybe she made a lot of trades. This is a draft. She'd be like the
hawk. Actually, no. Here's the moment of truth. She's redrafting the groom.
Well, I think I have to say Stephen Martineau wasn't a groomsman. He was an orphan. But he, on Saturday morning, I woke up in sort of like this sweaty panic because I was having a dream about those flower boxes. And I sent my sister out there to go paint them because I knew the guys hadn't done it, and she came back in and said they were painted.
So yeah.
And Steven also fixed the crooked one, so he not only did he finish the job, but he fixed the crooked thing, and that would have never happened if Steven didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you would just drop the you just have to add an EU to your last name and boom, you're ready to go. Then Zach Prescott too, he gets a shout out. we didn't think we were going to have enough booze, and you went out and got some rosé, and which didn't get drank, and unfortunately, but also some Coronas. So
did we pay him?
We did.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks, Zach. I didn't even know you did that.
Boom.
Boom.
Do you want to draft?
Yeah. Who would you draft? Take with my first pick overall, I'll take Tyler because he knows everybody. And second round, I'm grabbing the donuts. Like, meet Tyler and the donuts. We're going to have great time.
What donut? What donut? You have to specify. Of the five that you ate.
The chocolate sprinkled donut was the best.
It
was
chocolate so sprinkles. Yeah. What type of sprinkles? Were they? Was it a rainbow sprinkle or was it a chocolate on chocolate?
Rainbow sprinkles.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it, a cake donut?
Not a cake donut. Actually, no. Yes, it was a cake donut. Sorry.
Cake donut, chocolate frosting, yeah. Rainbow sprinkles. Boom.
Boom.